Science in the Classroom, using citizen science. Let's leave that AAAS session for the time being and see what's happening in Australia. So in this special science show on RN, let's join Anne Jones from Off Track, who's on track in Canberra.
Locals have described the sound as being like rolling thunder or a freight train passing by. Dorothy in Wirrabra, more than 100 kilometres away, thought someone was playing a prank by wobbling her caravan.
Shaking all over.
Not everyone feels the earth move quite like they often do in South Australia, but a science program called the Australian Seismometers in Schools is bringing tremors, even ones felt as far away as in Latin America, to students in Australian classrooms. Dr. Natalie Belfour from ANU is one of the scientists involved, and along with science teacher Jeff McNamara, she showed me around Melrose High School in the ACT.
So this was our first installation in a school. Very exciting, and this little hatch under here leads to our seismometer.
The reaction from students is a little bit of puzzlement because they look at it and think, oh, it's a cylinder and it's sitting on a lump of concrete. But when you explain to them the sensitivity of this device, that it is able to pick up vibrations from halfway across the world, you can see the facial expression change and they think, that is so cool. But the coolest thing we do, of course, is get them in the other room in front of the seismogram where the readout is, and I say, okay, well, you can make your own earthquake. And they say, really? I say, yeah, like on the count of three, I want you all to jump up and down. And so they do that, and all of a sudden there's this trace on the seismogram, and that really hammers home that this thing really is working, and it's recording earthquakes in real time. So it gives them a different perspective.
One, two, three.
The thing with Australia is that there are not a lot of earthquakes that are felt. It's not like we're in New Zealand or Indonesia where there's earthquakes happening all the time. So the idea with using professional equipment is that we can record those distant earthquakes. So one student sees something happening a couple of times a week rather than having to wait years to perhaps see something local. The other nice thing about this is that it can complement the national network and other regional networks that do monitoring for earthquakes and can be helpful for earthquake location and other sorts of research. The idea is that this project is that it was not just educational but also research quality data. And I think the students get a lot out of that as well. So they really feel like proud of their seismometer, that they're recording data that scientists would use, and it almost keeps itself running in that respect as well.
Balfour and her colleagues have installed 40 seismometers in schools all around Australia, including the one at Melrose High School in Canberra, where the program intersects with a science program called ACE Science. It's run by science teacher Jeff McNamara.
I originally come from a trade background, and so I am a big fan of the apprenticeship model. I personally think that internet-based learning is a nonsense. True education occurs when you get an experienced mentor working with a willing student. Nothing beats that person-to-person contact. ACE Science is a program for our higher-achieving students. It's designed for those students who are not necessarily geniuses or anything like that, but they're curious and they're prepared to work hard and they have a specific interest in science. And we're trying to give them a scientific literacy, an authentic experience of what science is really all about. I have always been a big fan of the students gathering data from the environment. So the seismometer being able to pick up earthquakes from halfway around the world. The students can see these vibrations have come right underneath Melrose High School from the epicentre near New Caledonia, and that gives them a connection with the real world.
The school has all sorts of equipment apart from the seismometer, a high-end GPS system for geospatial research and a meteorological station, for example. But there is another, more personal part of the ACE Science program.
The key is connecting them with practicing scientists, both getting the scientists in here to present to the students in the classroom and also to get the students out into academia and industry to talk to the scientists, to see what they do there, to experience science firsthand. And the other thing that we do is get scientists and students working together in partnerships through a program called ACE Science Mentors.
Hi, I'm Charlotte Anderson and I'm from Melrose High School. I'm in Year 10.
Now, what have you had to do with seismology?
I used the school seismometer. I was trying to find how many earthquakes there were in the local Canberra region, and I didn't think that there were going to be many at the time, but turns out there were lots. I used some software that was given to me by my mentors and triangulation to pinpoint where the epicenter was. I didn't expect many earthquakes at all because we're in Canberra, so you don't really expect earthquakes to be in Canberra, but it turns out there are actually lots of fault lines underneath us. There was that Wee Jasper earthquake, and we felt that one, but most of them we don't really notice. Only if you're like sitting down, then you'll notice a bit of a vibrating, but they're not big enough to really notice that much.
What was it like having contact with people who are real everyday scientists?
It was very strange at first because you don't normally get to see scientists all the time. It's really only through this project that I actually got to talk to them one-on-one and work with them.
Who was it who was mentoring you?
I had Michelle Salmon and Natalie Balfour as my mentors.
It was a really great opportunity to engage with students very much one-on-one, so you get to work with them and see how they work through the scientific process and what questions come up. And it was also a really good opportunity for us because I started mentoring a group of four students when we initially put the seismometer in, and this was a pilot school. And it was a chance for me to see the students' reactions to the program. It sort of inspired us to come up with modules and classroom activities as well as the more in-depth projects that they do. It gave us a good sort of example of what could be done with this kind of project if you had more one-on-one time with students. Jeff McNamara, the teacher involved in the project, is very inspiring, and I wish I had someone like him at my high school.
Probably the most obvious example of how the program is blossoming is where students are doing first-hand research in different topics. And last year, for example, we did 21 different projects. Now, two of those projects, the reports from those projects, are being prepared for publication. They were written by Year 9 and 10 students, so it's a pretty big deal.
How do you believe the students respond to coming into contact with authoritative scientists, people who are literally leaders in their field?
I don't think they're responding the same way at this age that they will when they're a little older and they look back and just see who they were in fact working with. I think in a lot of cases the students, yes, I'm working with a scientist, but they've not really become all that clear yet of what exactly they've had put in front of them. But that'll come in years to come, and when we're all like that when we're young, we don't realise what we've got.
What do you think about having this professional level equipment, you know, these seismometers in schools?
I think it's great because we can broaden our knowledge using all this technology and equipment, and it makes learning so much easier and so much more fun.
Shaking all over.
Anne Jones at Melrose High School in the ACT, and this is the Science Show on RN, all about the rise of citizen science.